On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans. Lord, I was one heaven man.
North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on.
I come from Alaska.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Travel Guys. Now, we promised them a fun show with travel news and information, what you need to know when you want to go. I'm Tom Romano, and with me is Mark Hoffman. Mark?
Good afternoon, Tom, and KFBK listeners. It's a pleasure to welcome you to the premiere edition of The Travel Guys here on KFBK.
You know, I think first things first, we need to get to know The Travel Guys, and you know, starting with one of Sacramento's leading travel experts with a local success story, 30 years in the business or more, Mark Hoffman, owner of Sports Leisure Vacation. Mark, let's talk a little bit about what the show is going to be all about. And we'll talk a little bit about you and the expertise that you're going to bring to the program.
Well, I hope the show is going to be about fun. People say life is all about the journey,
yes.
And that's what we want this program to be. We want to be fun, unpredictable, entertaining, informative. We want to tell you about the place off I-80 in Nebraska where you can get off the interstate and get the best hamburger for a couple hundred miles in every direction. We want to share stories from the road. I've been in the travel business for over 30 years, but I don't know everything about every place, certainly. And so, Tom, today, I want to invite travel professionals all over the Sacramento area who might be listening to us to go to, you can go to sportsleisure.com and drop us a note and tell us how you'd like to be a part of this program in the future. Or you can even chat with us if you'd like, live online. If you have great stories of faraway lands, well, we'd really like to hear from you. Sportsleisure.com, click on cool KFBK stuff and you can drop us a note. Consider this an open invitation to be a part of the travel guys, travel professionals, road warriors. This is your hour on the radio. We want it to be your program.
And Mark spent a little extra time, he and his web crew, putting together some cool stuff on the sportsleisure.com website. You'll look and see a little KFBK call letters there and a place to click where you can actually chat with Mark and I here on the program. A little later on, we're going to have an interview with John Holloway. Travel Outfitters, and we're going to be showing some stuff, and you can look at the stuff while we're there, and we'll remind you again. So if you're, you know, it would be a great idea to listen to this radio show near your computer on a regular basis, if at all possible. However, we are a travel show, meaning that you can be in your car traveling, and it'll be
great. And I guess we should tell people this is not going to be an infomercial. We're going to use the resources from, obviously, my company, Sports Leisure Vacations, to make the show better, but ultimately, for us to make you want to listen, we are going to have to be entertaining, and we'll take listener calls from time to time. We'll let you know when that is, but we really don't plan to sit here and play what I did on my summer vacation, because that's not all that exciting. So, and Tom Romano, who is joining me here in the studio as a travel guy, you may have heard Tom's voice before, because Tom does the morning shift here at KFBK, and then he does the midday shift, and then he does the afternoon shift, and then he does the Kitty O'Neill show, and Tom is the voice of KFBK and has been for many, many, many years, and so it's a pleasure to share a microphone with you, sir.
Thank you, Mark. Mark and I connected for the first time back in the early 80s when he had a little same company, Sports Leisure Travel at that time, and Mark, you started your business taking people to bus trips to baseball games?
Yeah, to baseball games in San Francisco and in Oakland in 1978. Worked for the Mission Oaks Park District, and then a property tax law. Remember Jarvis Gann?
Yes.
Kind of changed my life a little bit and caused me to become an entrepreneur. Got into the travel business, and it just kind of snowballed. Our company has very much been built on what people have wanted to do and where they've wanted to go. And so I hope this program will be the same way. I hope it will build off of where people want to go and what they want to do. We're very proud of the fact that we've been around in the community for three decades. We've underwritten shows on KVIE on public television for 20 years and supported the arts community in Sacramento. And so I hope that that we will be able to involve some of those folks on this program, because travel is encompasses everything. I mean, when you travel, you eat, you see things, you meet people. So there's no part of life that really isn't involved in travel, whether you're just going down to the, you know, to the squeeze in and get a burger. You can tell that burgers are going to be a theme on the show.
There you go. We're going to actually talk to famous burger places all across the country. Mark, what kind of travel are people into that come to see you at Sports Leisure Travel or Sports Leisure Vacation, as it's now known?
Most of our clients are mature travelers because we do specifically escorted vacations. So and we also do day trips. We go to shows in San Francisco and do all kinds of things like that. So we have all types of travel, international and domestic, and just about every place folks want to go.
And based on the experience that you've gotten over the years of taking people on trips, what kind of things really float your boat in regards to where to take
people?
Well,
I'm very much an off-the-beaten-track guy. So when it comes to, I'm kind of a domestic expert as opposed to an international expert. So that's henceforth the invitation to other folks in the travel community to come forth and offer their expertise also to be a part of the program. But I love off-the-beaten-track things. I guess some of my friends refer to me as the Charles Kuralt of Sports Leisure Vacations, because I love finding that little out-of-the-way place and those fun people. I love taking people on tours of Route 66 or the Lincoln Highway, or just getting them off the beaten track and showing them something that they perhaps would not have found before. And so hopefully our program will be partly about those situations and those people.
I know you not too long ago, well, just this past week, got back from a kind of a crazy trip, a trip to Washington, D.C.
To Washington, D.C., yeah, the two great blizzards in Washington. I was lucky enough to escape after one of them. So perhaps after the break, we can come back and talk a little bit about that.
In fact, coming up after the break, not only will we talk about Mark's trip to Washington, D.C., we're going to have the latest in breaking news in the travel world with Mark's travel news guy thing. Coming up, more the travel guys here on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Seeking my fame and fortune, looking for
News Talk 1530 KFBK online at
on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Flyby love.
And here comes the flyby. Where's my flyby? Here it comes. It's coming, the flyby. This is the introduction to our travel guide's news, because you can tell we're real serious about this.
Absolutely.
Hold on, a sound effect. Ladies and gentlemen, the travel news with your host.
And the news this week, Continental Airlines has gone on trial for the Concorde crash. Remember when the Concorde blew up, Tom, in Paris? What's that been, 10 years?
Ten years ago. I always wanted to fly that.
I never had the opportunity myself, and of course we won't now. We'll just see them in museums. That was 10 years ago. Now two Continental employees are on trial in Paris. A welder who worked for Continental at the time and his supervisor are accused of involuntary manslaughter. And if you recall, the crash investigation showed that a piece of metal that had fallen off a Continental plane that took off just before the Concorde may have caused one of the Concorde's tires to burst into flames, and that led to the crash. Continental denies responsibility for the crash. Southwest Airlines is outfitting its entire fleet with in-flight internet systems. Southwest will be installing the systems fleet-wide beginning in April at 15 to 25 planes a month. It'll take a couple of years before every Southwest plane has Wi-Fi. Yes, absolutely. Capability. The airline has not decided on pricing yet, but will likely use a two-tiered system based on the length of the flight. I don't know about internet is okay. Well, but I can see the cell phone thing coming, and I can't even imagine being on an airplane with 40 people who are on a cell phone at the same time. I can't even, because it boggles the mind before you leave the gate.
Well, for the longest time, we had to make sure that we turned our cell phones off, or we were going to interfere with something magical on the plane, and it was going to be bad.
Don't you want to reach over and slap the guy as you're starting to taxi out to the runway who's still chatting on the, you know, and you're thinking, gee, guy, you know, you're putting all of it there.
But now with the Wi-Fi and all of that, then that makes it safer, I guess, huh?
Here's an important item for overseas travelers. 22 countries, including Mexico, Japan, and much of Europe are now using credit cards with a technology chip that isn't in U.S. issued cards. This could cause your card to be refused when you're making a purchase from a merchant.
Are these the kind of chips that when you scan it, it automatically takes it out of your bank account?
The chips are going to replace the magnetic strip on the back of the card, okay, ultimately. So U.S. card companies have not started with that technology yet, but some foreign card companies have, and some of the merchants now have transmitting equipment that will only read that chip. So if you're traveling internationally, right now there isn't really a fix for U.S. credit card holders. So if you're traveling internationally, you might want to keep a small reserve of cash or a few traveler's checks for emergencies, because just in case. It doesn't affect ATMs. It's all in merchant things right now. Of course, credit card companies continue to push charges for foreign exchange. They are now up to almost 3%. On every foreign purchase, which is nothing more than just blatant gouging. We're going to have to do a show one time about credit cards and affinity cards, hotel and motel cards.
Oh, yeah.
Which ones are the best?
Agreed.
Finally, major airlines report this morning that they have dented the backlog of customers stranded from the double-dip major snowstorms that hit the East Coast over the last 10 days. United says barring any further weather problems, they will have cleared all distressed passengers by Monday afternoon. Distressed passengers.
Yeah, I bet you've been one of those.
I have been one of those fairly recently. In fact, in Washington, D.C., I'm a victim of the first blizzard and an escapee from the second.
Now, you know, for those of us that watched it on TV, we saw the stranded people, we saw the snow removing equipment and so forth, but there's nothing like talking to somebody who's actually been there and what that was like. So
what really boggled the mind, Tom, the snow rolled in on Friday, a week ago Friday in D.C., the first blizzard. It snowed for about 30 hours, so it stopped. It started early Friday afternoon and stopped Saturday night. There was 2 feet of snow on the ground. And so Sunday morning they went to work starting to move the snow around and stuff like that. It was a huge mess. Nobody could get anywhere. And on Monday, for some reason, the snow removal stopped. Welcome to the District of Columbia, which is run, of course, by the Congress of the United States.
Well, since it was the Congress of the United States, we can understand why.
Exactly.
Nothing
yeah,
really
well,
happened.
That's, you know, we need to go there. Okay. And so then the snow is going to start again on Tuesday, and they barely have gotten the airports open and the like. And so a lot of us who were there to be citizen lobbyists for a day on Capitol Hill for the travel industry, we just said, you know what? It is time to get out of Dodge now and looking at what happened. You know, one thing, Tom, that struck me that I've never thought about before, and I'll bet a lot of folks haven't. When you're traveling and you're stuck like that, there were probably, let's say, I'm guessing there were probably 10,000 people stuck in hotels in and around the Washington, D.C. area, way more than that. But let's use that number. And you're staying in a hotel. Well, of course, somebody has to turn the lights on. And somebody, even if you don't have housekeeping, you'd like to be able to get clean towels and you'd like to be able to have a hot breakfast. And, you know, all of that stuff has to be done by somebody. So literally, we had people in D.C. in the hotel that I was in and the one we moved to at midway through my stay who had been in the hotel for 3 or 4 days, had gone home on Thursday and had been told pack a bag and come back.
You're talking about the employees that were told to,
the housekeepers, the waiters, the front desk people,
to come
the
and
engineers.
Live at, they asked them to come and live at the
and
hotel.
And live at the hotel. Oh, and it's something I'd never thought about before. I've been in this business for 30 years, but every time that happens, there has to be hundreds and, or if not thousands of people who come to work and do their job. And we're not talking about people here who make a king's ransom for a living. I mean, we're talking about people who, in many cases, make no more than the minimum wage.
These are the same people that I whine to and about that I don't have a fresh bar of soap.
And that was what was so interesting, was that when...
Now
when
I am embarrassed.
When I went down and I talked to some gal who on Sunday who had been in the hotel since when she came to work Friday morning, and she knew she had been told, you know, go home Monday, pack another new bag and come back Thursday. And her kids were staying with her mother, and because they didn't have power at her house in Maryland. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, every time this happens, every time you see on TV where, you know, the airport is closed and all these people have been stranded and all this stuff, the people who are stranded with them are all the people who are taking care of them. So I guess this is an opportunity maybe to say, I don't know who's listening to us in Washington, D.C., but certainly people who are in the hospitality industry who sometimes forget their own personal situations in order to take care of travelers. And I wonder sometimes maybe if travelers think about that. Think about that person who's behind the desk who maybe is, you know, wearing the same underwear that they've been wearing for a couple of days just so that they could stay there and take care of you.
Well, not until now did I realize that employees were actually, you know, required or asked to come and bring their family and stay to service us, the customer, in situations where basically we're or shut in?
Well, we were in the Liaison Hotel, which is just down from the Capitol in Washington, D.C. Folks who are familiar with it, it's right across from the Hyatt Regency. It's about three blocks from the Capitol. And literally, they had 70 people on staff, 68 of them. Only two of them had gone home and made it into work, and that was because they lived down the street. So all of those people stayed in the hotel for 3 days and took care of us. And then we head over to a Hampton Inn and same case. And I'm sure those folks have, perhaps, I hope that they have dug out and gone home now, but maybe the next time that you're on the road and you're in one of those bad situations like that, you know, and the housekeeper didn't quite come on time or something like that, you got to go fetch your own towels or
yep.
pour your own coffee. Well, you might just think of the fact that, gee, a lot of people have really given a lot to be able to be there for you.
Good point.
Just a side spot.
You're listening to The Travel Guys, our debut show. I'm Tom Romano, our travel expert on this show. Every other Sunday is Mark Hoffman. So glad that you could tune in and enjoy this show with us. We have more stuff on travel in just a moment, but I do see that we have the guy that's here the opposite week from us, Ed Outland. Aging with Dignity on the line. And I know last week, Ed gave us a nice plug that we would be on the show and then said that Tom must have forgotten to call in.
Yeah, thanks, Ed. We were dealing with the snowstorm in Washington. The power went out in the hotel, and by the time we could get to it, I know. Sad story. But thanks for the plug anyway.
Oh, well, welcome aboard, my friend. I just celebrated my first year anniversary in this time period. And Sean Davis is now on Saturday mornings every week, and I'm delighted to have you on all weeks. So,
thank you.
Break a leg, my friend. I really look forward to having you, and wanted to tell everybody what we'll be talking about next week, if you don't mind.
Please.
I'm going to have Rick Buckman, who's the Veterans Service Officer from Placer County, live on the show with me next week talking about the veterans benefit called Aid and Attendance, which is a benefit for people that served our country during the declared time of war. And it's a huge benefit that very few people know about. I talk about it every week, and I've literally helped over almost 1,000 veterans now get this benefit, and it's a financial benefit. It's a lot of money. So Rick's going to be there to answer your questions live next week for all the listening audience, and I hope everybody tunes in.
Thank you very much, Ed.
Thanks, Ed. We'll see you next week.
You bet. Give me a call next week to let me know what you're going to talk about.
You got it, buddy.
All right. And, in fact, towards the end of the program, we'll visit that a little bit as well. You know, we were talking about snow in Washington, which, you know, they get a little bit of snow, but nothing like that. Now, I understand they took some of that snow, and they loaded it up, and they headed to Vancouver, where there was not a lot of snow.
Just about. You have people all over the West Coast, Tom, of course, who are making Al Gore jokes now, because how could there be, you know, global warming when there's more snow on the ground in Baltimore Airport than they've ever seen in their history.
Yeah, is that global warming I see stuck to my windshield?
The flip side of that coin is that in Vancouver, where normally they would have lots of snow this time of the year because of the El Nino effect, they have been trucking in snow to the mountain that's closest to the ocean there because it's raining every day.
Right. Yeah.
So instead of getting It's too much snow in one place and not enough in another. You know, for folks who are watching the Olympics on TV, that is the most beautiful area to visit up there, Vancouver. And then you can go across the sound there and go to Victoria. And you can easily lose a week in that area between Bouchard Gardens and all of the beautiful things there. Of course, they're doing a lot of the events up at Whistler, which is about an hour and a half north of Vancouver. You can take a train up there in the summertime if you wish and go up and see some of the Olympic venues and the like. So as you're watching all of this on TV, why, it's a gorgeous area to visit.
Well, coming up after the break here on The Travel Guys, we're going to be interviewing a couple of folks on the back half of the hour. We've got Karen Doran from the Sacramento International Airport going to talk about the big build-out. And then right after the news with Jim Naylor, we're going to be checking in with John Holloway, the gadget guy, the travel gadget guy. I think we're really going to enjoy this.
You're going to like him. He's a lot of fun.
So if I see you right now, he's dragging in, believe it or not, two seats off of an airplane.
Yeah.
Unattached from the airplane.
The Travel Guys right here on KFBK.
Well, we're On the Road Again. It's the Travel Guys debut radio show. I'm Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman. Want to mention that this is a program that will take phone calls from time to time to answer your travel questions. So if you're tuning in for the first time today, you know, we're setting up the show. We've got some interviews, so we probably won't take calls. But in the future, the 921-1530 line will be open for you to talk to Mark and Tom. Mark.
You know, Tom, when Jim was giving the news there, I'm reminded of a one-liner. Several of us from California, we were huddled outside as the snow was falling in Washington, D.C. on Friday evening. And somebody from the East Coast was talking about, oh, this is not that big of a deal and blah, 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 blah. And I said, you know what? We're from California. In California, we go to the snow. The snow does not come to us.
Yeah.
With apologies, of course, to the folks who live up in the Sierra who might be listening, but in California, we go look at the snow intentionally when we want to, and, or we get stuck in it on purpose as opposed to it coming to us and coming down all over the place.
Well, you know, when we had our little bit of snow drift, a month or so ago.
I was out of town during that. Somebody sent me a picture. Somebody on the road told me it looked like a heavy frost.
It was about it. I woke up and I was hoping I'd get some snow in the backyard. I went out and it looked like, here again, it was some heavy frost that had stuck to the top of my barbecue. I actually went out and took a picture of it and sent it to someone and said, look, snow.
Before we get to our first guests here on the Travel Guys on KFBK this afternoon, just a reminder, if you are part of the travel community in Sacramento and you would like to be a part of this program, you are welcome to do so. You can go to sportsleisure.com and send us a brief message. You can even chat with us, leave us a message right now, anything like that, and we would love to have your input and love to have you as a part of this program as we head down the road.
So excited about our first guest, pulling in all sorts of weird stuff. Mark, why don't you introduce him for me?
It's time to welcome an old friend to the Travel Guys this afternoon. John Holloway from Holloway Travel Outfitters joins us in the studio. Hi, John.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
It's great to have you. And John's brought all kinds of stuff here. John and I have known each other for a long time.
A couple of decades.
Yeah, back to when your mom was still giving travel demonstrations at travel shows when I first went into business. You were probably knee-high to a grasshopper then. So John has brought some things from his shop with us here.
We're gonna show these on the radio, so I think it'll be an advantage, Mark. Go ahead and tell people where they can go and take a look at
some
of this stuff.
If you happen to be near a computer right now, you can go to sportsleisure.com. Just click on the KFBK cool stuff on the homepage there, and it will take you right to a page where you can actually look at the things that we're talking about talk about them. The socks. These look like fairly ordinary socks.
Yeah.
So what's cool about these?
Well, they're a compression sock. So rather than, you know, this is for folks who have problems with their circulation throughout a long flight.
Oh, cool. So if you're flying to Europe or overseas or something like that?
Yeah, and they don't want you walking around the cabin anymore. So it's really been a detriment to a lot of our folks that, you know, are having bloated feet and the uncomfortableness of that. So
this has a reinforcement basically for the upper half of your calf.
Yes, it's meant to be worn high. It's a gradual compression. This is a big part of this in its effectiveness is that it gently sends the blood throughout your extremities.
It keeps your circulation going better if you're sitting for a long period of time.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, what's nice is that this is a real sock. It's not like the pantyhose that you can get after surgery.
Right.
Some of our folks don't wish to.
Okay, here's this earplanes.
Yeah.
What is an earplane?
It looks like an earplug.
Yeah.
And it fits in your ear like an earplug.
I'm going to open it up here.
Okay, please. You know, this is a great device, and it works for everybody we've had ever try it. It's for those folks who have problems on the descent on an airplane when they get that real extreme pressure. Say they maybe had a sinus infection or they just have that kind of an aptitude for this. This will help them alleviate that pain.
It looks like the stopper for a tiny liquor bottle.
There you go. I suppose it can double as that.
Yeah.
John, I know small children, and I've had some in my family that have taken them on planes, and they get the crying and the screaming. And can these be used for small children?
Yeah, not under a year old.
Okay, well, but, right.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, the babies really undergo a lot of that pain, especially. But over that, you bet.
And child kicking back seat. Is there anything for that? Like maybe a croquet mallet?
I was just going to ask that.
Yeah. I don't have that device yet. No, we're looking for it.
Nobody has created anything like that yet. Yeah. Here is no jet lag.
Yeah.
Now this is a homeopathic jet lag.
Right. So it won't mess with any medications that you might be on. That's key with us and our senior travelers.
Okay.
Yeah. But this one works for 85-90% of the time. We want to throw that little caveat out there. And maybe it's the world's best sugar pill, but it's worked for the majority of our travelers for years. It's a bunch of herbs and spices you get out of your garden, Mark. So you might be able to just go pick this stuff and put it together.
You have more trouble with flying. Tom, when I fly, people always say that the jet lag is worse flying to the west. But for me, jet lag is always worse flying to the east because I get there and it's 11:30 at night and they're all going to bed, except it's only 8:30 to me. And in the morning, they're all ready to go to a meeting at 8 o'clock and it's 5 o'clock Pacific time. I'm kind of lagging just a little bit.
Well, that's where you're hurting because you got to stay awake now once you arrive in London or something in Europe. And you got to stay awake all day. And this is what this is for. It will help you stay alert. And not like you've had a bunch of coffee or anything.
In the studio with us is John Holloway of Holloway Travel Outfitters joining us this afternoon on the Travel Guys on KFBK. I'm Mark Hoffman with Tom Romano. Recently, in some parts, particularly of the Midwest and some other places, an old problem has come back anew. And I see here that you have something that would address that called Rest Easy. And what I'm talking about is, believe it or not, bed bugs have become an issue in some locales. Yeah,
right, Mark. And actually, one of your customers came forth and asked me to find something. So I did. And this Rest Easy product is really, it's a cinnamon. It's a natural cinnamon oil. And you put it around your bed.
I'm gonna open it and spray
okay,
it.
Okay. Yeah, it's for those listening, it is a spray. And Mark is now sniffing the spray as he's spraying it.
It smells just like cinnamon. It doesn't taste bad either if you get some in your mouth.
Oh, wait a minute. What does it say about that?
Lemongrass, clove oil, peppermint oil. It repels bed bugs.
Okay.
And as long as you're still smelling the cinnamon, they say then it's effective. So that's key.
You spray it on the bed or on yourself?
On the bed.
Okay.
Tom, in and around.
Just checking.
John Holloway from Holloway Travel Outfitters with us on the Travel Guys. You can find out more about the things that we're showing off here today by going to sportsleisure.com, click on Cool Radio Stuff, and you can see all links to all of the items that we've been talking about here today, or you can go to your website, John, which is packinglight.com.
Yes, it is, Mark, you bet. L-I-G-H-T, light.
Yeah. Packinglight.com, and see all of these items, or they can come into your store on Fulton Avenue and see all of these things in person, even see you in person.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, John, for joining us on The Travel Guys.
Thank you, Mark.
The Travel Guys.
Oh, forgot to turn my microphone on. Thanks, Mark. That was a great interview. John, we'll see you in, a couple of weeks, perhaps. You know, coming up, we've got more interviews on stuff that you're really going to enjoy. I don't know when's the last time you've been out to the Sacramento airport, but they got some cool construction going on out there, and I'm very excited about our next guest. How about you, Mark?
We're going to be talking to Karen Doran from the airport and get an update on the big build. Those of you who have been out there and negotiating through all of that stuff, we'll let you know when it's going to be finished and when Sacramento is going to have a beautiful new airport.
This is the Travel Guys show. We're here every other Saturday. Ed Outland on one Saturday. Our next show will be on the 28th, and a little later on we'll be talking about a really special show on the 28th that I know you're going to love. It's the Travel Guys show. We're right here on News Talk 1530 KFBK, and we'll be coming right back.
Guys, here's how you can make Valentine's Day more romantic for her and easy for you. Come to Shane Company for our incredible new collection of 14-karat gold heart-shaped pendants starting at just $225. Go to Shaneco.com and you'll see how beautiful they are. Each heart necklace has sparkling diamonds, romantic red rubies, or natural sapphires in pink, blue, green, yellow, or orange. These are exclusive styles created by my own designers that you won't find anywhere else. At Shane Company, you can show her the love with a Valentine's Day heart from our exclusive collection. You'll be amazed at what a couple hundred dollars can buy, besides a smile.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Roseville on North Sunrise across from the Auto Mall. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
Plans are how we get from A to B. With a plan, you can turn a trip to the lumberyard into the ultimate treehouse. A couple of hours in the car into the best vacation ever. When we plan, we can make a rainy day fun and a sunny day even better. Such is the power of the plan. When you're ready to plan something great, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created My Savings Plan. My Savings Plan is an online tool that comes free with a Wells Fargo savings account. With My Savings Plan, you can plan, set, and monitor your savings goals. My Savings Plan also makes it easy for you to set up automatic transfers from your Wells Fargo checking account. Plus, you can track your progress through online alerts and sign on anytime to see how much you've saved towards your goal. So, plan your way to a brighter tomorrow. Call, click, or stop by today and talk with a Wells Fargo banker about My Savings Plan. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, it's KFBK's Ed Crane. Are you waiting for the economy to turn around before you make your next retirement move? Well, your wait may be over. Ponte Palmera, a remarkable new gated retirement community in Cameron Park, offers you 1, 2, and 3-bedroom villas and cottages with all the luxury you deserve. Like granite throughout, a 24-hour community patrol, and gourmet meals at the clubhouse or delivered to your home. You'll have acres of walking paths, a private fitness center. Your lifestyle is totally independent without the hassles of maintaining a home. Housekeeping is included, and the amenities you want, like a heated pool and spa, are on the property. You'll be close to El Dorado Hills, just a short walk to shopping and restaurants. So why not check out Ponte Palmera today? And now, thanks to the generosity of one of their former residents, her legacy fund pays half your rent for a year. That's right. She loved it so much she wants you to enjoy Ponte Palmera too. For more information and offer restrictions, hurry. The fund is limited. Visit PontePalmero.com or call 888-PONTE-81. That's 888-PONTE-81.
This is Clayton Whitehead of Sports Leisure Vacations, here to invite you to join us on a summer trip to Canada's Olympic City. Visit Vancouver and Victoria on this magnificent 6-day escorted vacation. Enjoy high tea at the Empress Hotel. Visit Butcher Gardens. See Olympic venues in Vancouver. Sports Leisure Vacations also offers a summer trip to the Canadian Rockies. See us on the web at sportsleisure.com or call us at 361-TOUR. That's 361-T-O-U-R.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back to the Travel Guys on KFBK. I'm Mark Hoffman along with Tom Romano. Our next guest is a spokesperson for the Sacramento International Airport, Karen Doran. Karen, how about an update on the big build out at the airport?
Well, construction has been going very well. We are on time and on budget. We recently celebrated the topping off of the airside portion of the new terminal. That means we erected the last steel beam in the building. That happened in December. We had a great little ceremony for it.
When you say airside, you're talking about the part of the terminal that is...
That is past security. The airside concourse is located on the other side of security, and that's where you'll go to get your gate and wait for your aircraft.
So this is going to be a new concept for folks from Sacramento, at least, because this will be the first time that you haven't been able to walk to the gate.
That's right. The distance between the landside terminal where you do your checking in and the airside concourse where you wait for your gate was a little bit too long for people to walk. So we've constructed, we are in the process of constructing an automated people mover that will, you'll get on the landside terminal and take about a minute long ride over to the airside concourse, where you'll find the security checkpoint. And then after you go through that, you'll be at your gate areas.
Now, already part of Terminal B has been shut down in terms of landing gates and things of that sort that you're using. And that those terminals are going to stay operational until the new terminal is ready to go, right?
Yeah, that's right. Terminal A and Terminal B are going to stay open until we've moved everyone in and to their new locations and the terminal is operational.
And you think that will be?
We're expecting that to be at the end of 2011.
Karen, is this terminal in addition to, or is this actually going to take the place of Terminal A and B, or one or both?
Terminal A will stay as an open as a terminal for the long future. Terminal B, as soon as we've got everybody moved out, we are going to demolish it.
So Terminal A, which is where Southwest, Delta,
right.
Hawaiian Air... US
terminal
Air.
A is the terminal that opened in 1998, and right now it does house Southwest Airlines and Delta and a couple of other airlines.
In and out of Sacramento, one of the real deficiencies in Terminal B right now is a lack of eating facilities and things of that sort, particularly on what you call the airside, past security. I assume that we're going to see some changes in that area, too, when the new terminal opens.
That's right. The new terminal will have an excellent airside food court where you'll have multiple choices for food and also some shopping, but also the great thing about the new terminal is on the land side, for meters and greeters, there's going to be a great shopping and eating area so that if you're waiting for someone to get off an airplane, you'll have the opportunity to do a little dining and shopping while you're waiting.
We're speaking with Karen Doran, spokesperson for Sacramento Airports here on the Travel Guys on KFBK. Karen, we've lost a lot of air service here in Sacramento because of the tough economic times in recent months. Are there any new service additions planned for the airport in the coming months, perhaps despite the economic situation?
Well, we recently announced that Alaska Airlines is starting nonstop service to Maui at the end of March. And that was actually service that we had with Aloha Airlines that we lost, and now we've got it back again, so that's really exciting. And Horizon will actually be starting nonstop service to Spokane, Washington, at the same time, at March 26th.
So that's new service that's coming up. And, of course, the Alaska service will help folks who are flying to Hawaii because right now we have just a one carrier with Hawaiian Airlines. So anytime you have competition, it helps keep the fares a little bit lower. So
that's right. And right now we have one nonstop a day to Honolulu. So this will give people an easier way to get to Maui, and it'll drive a little competition.
Hard to believe that for over 25 years there was no service to Hawaii from Sacramento.
I know. Isn't it fantastic that we have it now?
Well, it is unbelievable because Hawaiian pretty consistently fills that 767 on a daily basis. In fact, at the before we got into tough times there was running two flights some days.
Yes.
And so for all the airline people in all the years that they told all of us that, you know, there was no market for Hawaii in Sacramento, apparently they perhaps missed that one just by a little bit.
Well, I think they've got it right now.
Well, good luck with the rest of the build out there. It's kind of exciting to watch it all go up and over and all of that stuff. It's a little discouraging to know that it's another year and a half plus to go, but all good things take time.
Well, time flies when you're having fun, and I think it's going to be here before we know it, and Sacramento is going to be so proud of their new terminal.
Well, Karen, I look forward to toasting the new terminal with you one of these days before too long.
Me too.
Karen Doran with the Sacramento International Airport, and I am so stoked to be able to go out and eat and dine and have really cool food while I'm waiting to pick somebody up out at the airport. Don't you agree?
I am so stoked to be able to go out to the airport and get anything to eat before you go through security or after you go through security in Terminal B. So if you fly United, American, Alaska, Mexicana, who else is over there? JetBlue, Continental. The choices are really pretty limited. Tom, what do you suppose America's favorite city is?
Well, let's see. I've got to say, of course, Sacramento.
Yeah, well, TripAdvisor did a survey of travelers on its website. 3,400 people registered their opinions of best and worst U.S. cities. So what do you suppose the most underrated city in the U.S. would be?
Los Angeles.
How about Portland?
Really?
Portland. Most underrated city is Portland. How about most overrated city?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, you got it. Most overrated city. Most economical city. Yeah. Also Las Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
And then, I've never been able to go to Las Vegas without coming home.
Well, they're talking about just getting there and getting back, not what happens while you're there.
I see. In other words, if you can get a reasonably cheap flight there.
Absolutely. What's the most expensive city? This one's pretty easy.
Las Vegas.
New York.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. New York.
They can be both, I guess.
America's most underrated city is also America's cleanest city, according to this survey of travelers, Portland.
Portland. Okay, I was going to say Seattle.
I would say Portland. In Portland, they have started doing things 25, 30 years ago, like environmentally friendly things and stuff. And so those things that we're just starting to get, they've been doing for a long time. It really, I think the quality of life in Portland, so I'm not surprised certainly by that. What's America's dirtiest city, according to the survey?
Los Angeles.
How about Detroit?
It's like I only know two cities.
Yeah. Least healthy city, also Detroit. It didn't do well in the survey. Healthiest city? Right here on the West Coast.
San Francisco.
Seattle. Friendliest and most helpful city. This is kind of interesting.
Friendly and most helpful.
New York.
Really?
And this is true, really and truly. If you go to New York, people in New York are always in a hurry. They don't get in the way of a New Yorker going from point A to point B. But if you have a question or you're lost, they're generally very nice people. Just don't stand right in the way when walk with them when you're talking. Friendliest and most helpful city, New York. Least friendly and least helpful city.
Dallas, Texas.
Also New York. Best free attractions, where I just came from, Washington, D.C. That's easy. Almost everything is free there. Most romantic city. You got to get off the continent for this one.
Really?
Paris?
Honolulu. Okay.
Honolulu. Nicest sounding accent. Atlanta.
Atlanta, Rudy.
Atlanta. Most annoying accent.
Atlanta. No, Georgia.
Boston.
Boston.
Boston. So that's all from a survey by TripAdvisor, who surveyed travelers on their website and asked them what are America's favorite cities.
Very cool. You're listening to The Travel Guys. That's Mark Hoffman. I'm the anchor foot, Tom Romano. We're here every other Sunday. Our next show is on the 28th, and coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk about a special show we've got planned for you on the 28th, as Mark will be out of town. We'll talk about where and what's going on when we come back. It's the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Looking for a pot of gold.
Coast to Coast AM. Tonight, News Talk 1530 KFBK.
This is News Talk 1530 KFBK, and it's the Travel Guys Show, the debut program right here on your radio. Thank you so much for being a part of it. I shared it with a few friends that we would be listening. I want to say hi to you, and thank you for tuning in and telling your friends.
Hey, I get to do a real quick shout-out. Last night, Clayton and I went to a crab feed put on by the Rancho Cordova Police Athletic League. And so I need to shout-out to Zach Hatch, Officer Hatch, and all of the folks out there who did a wonderful job.
St. John's Vianney?
Yes, absolutely. About 200 folks at least feasting on crab and stuff. Those guys have done an incredible job of creating a program for kids in Rancho Cordova that never existed before. So, I mean, just really, truly a great job.
Thank you for doing so. I am a Rancho Cordovian as well, and we do appreciate what you do.
Absolutely.
Then 2 weeks from now, on the 28th, Mark is going to be traveling to New York to be on remote. What takes you?
The largest travel show in the world will be the New York Times. Is the New York Times travel show, and we will be there live in 2 weeks with interviews from different folks that will be interesting. If you have a destination that you would like to know more about, drop us a note at sportsleisure.com, and we will do our best to try to feature that destination on the show in 2 weeks, because literally we will have people from all over the world at our fingertips.
Want to mention that you can go to sportsleisure.com on a regular basis and take a look at stuff that Mark has scheduled for the company.
If you click on the cool KFBK guys stuff, you'll find some things that it will take you to. Everything that had to do with any of our guests today, things that have to do with our shows coming up, or just interesting travel tidbits and information that might be of help to you if you're getting ready to make a trip somewhere around down the block, around the corner, or around the world.
All righty. Hey, thank you for listening. This is the Travel Guy Show. We're here every other Sunday. We'll be back on the 28th, as we mentioned, with Mark in New York.
In the Big Apple.
And Harris, thank you for finding this, and thank you for Kendall for not having to answer any phone calls.
And thank you, Tom. It has been a pleasure. The first of many more, I hope.
Absolutely, buddy. We'll see. I see you all in 2 weeks.
Start spreading the news.
The top news, weather, and traffic on the hour, on the half, and when news breaks. News Talk 1530, KFDK, Sacramento.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lucera. Day two of a major offensive in southern Afghanistan. U.S. forces and Afghan fighters going house by house, battling snipers and booby traps and a sandstorm. NATO admitting earlier to a rocket misfire, killing 12 civilians when the rocket landed on a house. Race day at Daytona. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso joins us live with the latest.
Lisa, we're on lap 122 of 200, and right now a red flag as track officials fix a hole in the pavement. On turn number two here at Daytona, drivers have gotten out of their cars on pit road until the track is fixed. Officials are blaming pavement damage on the heavy rains in past weeks here in Florida. But even so, as cars sit, Clint Boyer, David Reagan, and Casey Kane lead the race 1, 2, and 3. Lisa?
Jeff, Team USA going for the gold in day three of the Winter Olympics in Vancouver. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal is there and joins us live.
American athletes here are performing well, Lisa. We got our first gold courtesy of Hannah Carney in the Ladies Mogul Freestyle event.
I'm going to settle on it was the run of my life because of the result. I've had some great it was the run of my life.
Her American teammate took the bronze. Apollo Ono won silver for the U.S. in the 1500-meter speed skate. We also got bronze there, too. Three U.S. athletes just made it into the top 10 after the normal hill portion of the Nordic combined. If we get a medal there, it would be a first for Americans in the traditionally European-dominated event, Lisa.
Jessica, the South getting ready for another winter blast, another 2 to 4 inches of the white stuff expected.
We had a lot of participation from other departments, making sure that our vehicles were ready.
We actually had a better game plan this time. We had a little more time to prepare for it.
That DOT worker in Atlanta, Delta Airlines canceling hundreds of flights due to icy conditions. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Weather and traffic. Coverage continues on KFBK and KFBK.com.
It's 102.63 degrees at KFBK. I'm Jim Naylor. Authorities have added rape to a series of charges against an 18-year-old man being held on suspicion of murdering 17-year-old Rebecca Lason of Citrus Heights.